Company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hi there. Welcome back. Appreciate you being here with us, everyone. It's time once again to get going with the best in strategy advice, the best in money information, etc. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here with me from Lucia Capital Group, as usual, the brain trust we call them, us, ourselves, whatever. We're going to start off with, we got a few different things to talk about. There is some leftover stuff from yesterday. We won't do that quite yet. We are going to start off, though, with a discussion on pension plans. Talked a little bit about this yesterday as well. Pension plans, and really whether you should take the lump sum that's offered to you, if there is indeed one offered to you, or do you accept some form of annuity payment? And that annuity payment can take several different forms. And if that's the case, which form do you take? There's quite a bit of forethought that is required here, and maybe more than a little math. Perhaps it helps to know some of that. So what do you need to know before you commit yourself to one decision or another? So we're going to tell you coming up shortly. So keep it right here for that. Oh, that was odd. You can call us right now with your money questions. Lines are wide open. Line them up right now. Get your money questions in here to the Brain Trust. Our number, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We've got plenty of room on the phones right now here at the top of the show. Although if the last couple of days is any indicator, it may be tough to get into the program later on in the hour. So just give us a call right now. Emails, yeah, we'll get those too. You go over to wealthed.com, click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Our advisor in chief, that's right, Professor Rick Plum, here with us again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Hey, you need to get a strategy. You need one that addresses your needs, your goals, one that aims to anticipate what might go wrong, could go wrong, during your distribution phase of retirement. And believe me, yes, things can change quickly. Call our advisory team at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk to any of them about your financial future and get your bucket strategy put together, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Now, I know pensions aren't as common as they used to be, Professor Plum.
But there's still quite a few people that have
them. There really are. You have a lot of certainly government employees.
True.
And teachers in some cases.
Right. In many cases, they don't have the lump sum option. So there's they just have to make the decision of survivor benefits.
Yeah. So really, you've got, I guess, two things to think about. Most people, or many of them. First of all, do they take, if they're being offered a lump sum, do they take that up front and be done with it? Or do they take the annuity option? Now, if they take the annuity option, there are more decisions to make. First of all, let's talk about this whole lump sum versus annuity problem first.
Well, the idea is that the plan, the company, and this is more prevalent in the private sector pensions than the government sector pensions. But the company has had to be putting away enough money each year to be able to, what they call, fully fund your monthly pension. Basically, there needs to be money backing up their promise to pay you whatever it is they're promising to pay you as a pension. And so there is a dollar amount that is there. It's calculated. It's what actuaries do. And there has to be a dollar amount backing it up. So when you get to retirement, should you, if they offer it, take the lump sum, or should you take the monthly pension? The monthly pension is what is being determined. So, I mean, they're looking at it. You work for X number of years. Here's what you have earned. You have earned the monthly pension check. The life-only monthly pension check is what the calculation is based on. And then the lump sum is a derivative of that income stream. How much is that income stream worth? And so what they do is they use the figures, the assumptions that the government allows them to use, and they back into, well, that income stream is worth X amount of dollars right now. Do you want to take the X amount of dollars lump sum, roll it to an IRA or not? That's up to you. Or do you want to take the monthly income? It's an irrevocable decision. Once you've made the decision, that's it. You are going to live with that decision for the rest of your life. And you can't then, if you take the lump sum and you blow it, you can't go back to the company and say, hey, where's my pension? You're going to sign off that you're taking just the lump sum and give up all rights to any future monthly payments. If you take the monthly payments, the company isn't going to come out, not usually they're not going to come out and offer you a lump sum anytime in the future. They don't have to, they usually don't. So which one should you take? Well, a lot of that depends on you. As John mentioned in his opening remarks, the reality is, based on normal life expectancies, the two pieces are equivalent for the average person, whether you take the lump sum or the monthly pension. Based on current normal assumptions for a moderate type of income portfolio, that lump sum will provide that monthly income for the period of time for your life expectancy. Not your life expectancy, a normal, everyday, broad-based life expectancy. A 65-year-old probably has a life expectancy of 83 years old. A male does. Now, the key there is there are no male and female rates. Even though women tend to live a little longer, they get the same rates as the men do. So it's all just what they call unisex tables. But they're equivalent, and they're right around age 82, 83. If you earn X percent normal, conservative, moderately conservative interest rates or earnings on your lump sum, it'll mimic, you can create the same payment for a period of time. Now that's basics. Now it comes into you. Are you an average investor? If you are a good or better investor, you feel that you can do better than the assumptions that they're using in the plan, then the lump sum may make some sense for you. If you are a very skittish, conservative investor where you're going to put everything in the bank and you're not going to touch it, not going to do anything else with it, then you probably should not take the lump sum. If you are a horrible, horrible budgeter where if you have money, you will blow the money, we all know we ourselves well enough to know that, then you probably should not take the lump sum.
Haven't you seen that, Professor Plum, on a couple of occasions? Where, they wound up getting, several hundred thousand dollars.
I've seen $800,000, $900,000. Normal, everyday, not high income earners, but they worked for the same company for 40 years.
Sure, yeah.
They earned a nice pension of, like $5,000 a month potentially. Mm-hmm. Or they were offered, $800,000 or mm-hmm. some number instead, and they took the lump sum. They were young. They took the lump sum. They felt that they were sophisticated investors. And $800,000 seemed like a never-ending pool of money. It was just, it was huge. I mean,
I can afford a $200,000 RV.
Or pick your poison in this case. Remodeling the house, at least that leaves potentially some equity in it.
But it's still, that's your retirement you're dipping into.
And I've seen people blow through because it just seems like such a large number compared to what they had otherwise. But they don't, and they can't equate $800,000, $5,000 a month. Well, 800 is a lot better than 5,000. It all depends. How long are you going to live? So there's a lot of factors that go into considering whether you should take the lump sum or the monthly payment. Some of it is, do you need the guaranteed income? Maybe your pension is the smaller of the two pensions in the household of a married couple, and between your Social Security, your spouse's Social Security, and their pension, you've got plenty of guaranteed income that your pension, it becomes almost just extra money. And instead of having it doled out to you on a specific dollar amount for the rest of your life, maybe you want to take more of it in the early years and then less later on. Maybe you want that flexibility. Mm-hmm. And so that lump sum makes a lot more sense in that case. Now, there are some advisors that will tell you every time, under no circumstance, should you ever not take the lump sum. Always take the lump sum.
Gee,
and that is not a good idea.
I wonder why they would say that.
Well,
that seems
self-serving.
Yeah, you think?
One of the worst ones that I've seen, California teachers have a lump sum. It shows on their statement. They have a pension and a lump sum. The lump sum is their contributions plus interest that they've accumulated over their working career as a California teacher. It does not include any money being put in by the district or the state. It is purely their contribution plus interest. The pension is not based on an actuarial derivative of that lump sum. Those aren't connected like they would be in the private world. So unless the teacher is a single individual, no heirs, and not healthy at all, the lump sum rarely makes sense to take for a California teacher. But I've seen advisors recommend it. Why? Because it's very difficult for me as an advisor to charge you to manage your ongoing pension. Okay,
well,
I'm being...
Well, don't throw yourself in there. That's not...
For very difficult for an advisor to charge you to manage the monthly check that you're going to get without any help from anybody else.
Right. Would they rather see somebody get $4,000 a month, or would they rather see them get a, you know, $700,000 all in one
lump sum? Yes,
exactly.
That they can then, the advisor can then manage. So anytime that you're asking an advisor the opinion, have them show you why it makes sense to do it one way or the other. As John mentioned in his opening remarks, it does involve math. You have to look at how long can this particular lump sum provide for this stream of payments? What rate of return do I have to achieve on this lump, or on this lump sum of money to create, to mimic, to mirror the pension that I'm going to get otherwise? And where is my break-even age at that specific rate of return? So we have to look a little bit into ourselves. How long do we think we might live? We have to look at ourselves. How good of an investor are we? But in today's world, the lump sums do make a lot of sense given today's interest rates.
Yeah, and what we've seen too on these lump sum versus pension options, when people have called and said, well, which one should I take? And we do the math for them. There's not, it's not like some insurance company actuary that actually figured out that, that it'll break even about the same. There are some where the pension options are monthly option is a whole lot better than the lump sum and the other way around. All right, we got to take a break. 877-PLANNER. More on this. Give us a call. We're coming right back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning?
Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing?
Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window.
It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Professor Rick Plum here talking about your money, and our phone lines are open, 877-PLANNER. Whatever questions you have regarding anything at all, pensions, lump sums, insurance, annuities, Social Security, how to invest for retirement, saving for college, the list goes on and on. We've taken all of those, and we'll talk to you about them and more right here on the program, 877-752-6637. We'll get to some emails later on. You can email us. You should visit our website anyway, wealthed.com. WealthEd.com. Okay, so talking a little bit, Professor Plum, about trying to decide whether, if you have a pension and they offer you a lump sum and they say, here's how much you're going to get, or we could just pay you every month for the rest of your life or your spouse's or some combination, depending on how you choose, and that's another decision. But when trying to make the decision, first of all, to take the lump sum or the annuity, let's go over maybe some math in this particular regard.
Now, in actually calculating lump sum versus monthly payment, you do need to determine which monthly payment you're going to be dealing with first, life only or joint life, because that has a lot to do with how long the payment's going to last. But in how you go about doing it is, once you've decided the payment, which option you're going to take from the pension, now you compare it to how much do I have to earn, or how long will the portfolio last, given a certain interest rate, earnings rate, if I take the lump sum. We had a call a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And a gentleman, he actually, his options illustrated both good and bad situations that could be available. He had the option, when he retired in 2 years, of taking $3,800 a month from his pension. That's the benefit that he had earned, $3,800 a month. And at the time, the lump sum option, if he had taken the lump sum, they would have given him $400,000. Now, some people would be saying, wow, $400,000, nice number. The reality is, it wasn't a very good number for him. If you were to invest $400,000 for how much can you earn on it? 4%, 5%? Remember, some of the money is being distributed, so you can't be just all stock market money, because then you'd be shooting yourself in the foot when the market goes down. So you're going to be dealing with a 4% rate of return-ish, give or take a little bit.
Over what period, how long were we talking about here?
Well, over the life of the payment. But if you could earn 4% on that $400,000, it's only going to create that payment for about 11 years. The gentleman was going to retire at 60, so that means that at 71, the lump sum would be gone, and therefore his payment would be gone. So it was difficult to earn to pull $3,800 a month out of a $400,000 portfolio and make it last for a normal life expectancy. And he had at least a normal life expectancy in his expectation. So taking the lump sum, even though it was $400,000, which is a nice big round number, was not a good idea for him. And it was a joint and survivor option, so it was going to continue for the longer of either his life or his wife's life. It wasn't going to change. It was 100% joint and survivor option. Did a very good job. 71 is not a very good break-even age, unless you tell me you already have been, you know, diagnosed as a terminal issue and you have no heirs. Now, his second question was, well, I have money in my 401k, and they're giving me the option to take some of my 401k money, $300,000 of it, and buy in and create more income, more guaranteed income. And I will tell you, I like guaranteed income. It makes your life easier in retirement. If you have guaranteed income that's coming in every week, every month, whatever, how often you get it, deposited into your bank account, you don't have to think about it. It just happens. It doesn't matter what interest rates do. It doesn't matter what the stock market does, what Congress does, anything. It happens. There is something to be said about that. But it also needs to be done with a thought process towards, am I getting any return for the money that I'm investing?
So again, let's back up. He had the choice, $400,000. This is a caller from a week or so ago. Or $3,800 a month. Now, if he took the $400,000 option, the best he could probably, longest he could probably make it last is right around 11 years at that $3,800 per month distribution rate.
Right.
So to
make it last to a normal life expectancy for a 60-year-old of 81, 82, 83, he'd have to earn about 10% a year, each and every year, on average, to be able to pull that up. That's not happening.
Certainly.
Not in today's world.
No, no.
That's an unrealistic expectation.
So in that particular case, $3,800 a month between him and his wife for the rest of each of their lives would have been a better option.
Is a better option.
Yes, but
he also had the option to buy in more
and perhaps increase
his monthly pension. He could take $300,000 and increase his monthly pension to $5,000 a month. So the reality is that extra $300,000 he was putting into it was buying him $1,200 a month. Is that also a good deal? It's the same pension. Why wouldn't it be the same? Because it's not. They don't work it that way. And in this case, putting $300,000 in and getting only a $1,200 a month increase was not a good idea. So where the lump sum was a bad idea on the base pension, the lump sum didn't make any sense. You had to take the lump sum. You didn't invest that extra $300,000 because what's happening is if you were to put that $300,000 and you isolate it and looked at it as, I'm taking $300,000 to create $1,200 a month, $14,400 a year. What rate of return on that? Now, if I earned 4%, how long would that be able to create that payment? It created it for about 45 years. And so if he was going to be 60 when he started this, the lump sum, there would be something left of the lump sum, even if he lived to be 105. Okay, at 105, then he starts running low on funds in the lump sum. Frankly, 105 is out there a ways. And so it did not make sense. And this is math. Unfortunately, yes, you do have to do some math. You have to look at things. Now, the one thing that we had to ask and make sure that we understood first is also, does the pension have a cost of living allowance? Because that changes the math. And so we have to look at, is it an increasing income stream that you're going to be getting, or is it a flat income stream? Most private pensions have a flat payment. They don't have a cost of living adjustment. Many government pensions have a cost of living adjustment. So if I'm getting $1,000 a month now, I might get $1,030 next year, $1,060 the next year, and it'll increase a little bit every year. So we need to know that to compare math payments to understand what we're doing. But it's all about the math in this and what is your life going to need. As I mentioned before, we've seen it where the lump sum, the lump sum may be not the greatest thing in the world. It's okay, but not something stellar. But it's for somebody who doesn't need the monthly income and who would rather have the flexibility to spend it a lot quicker when they're in their 60s and they have enough money, they think, when they're 80s from other sources. So they take the lump sum. But it's all a matter of choosing what's right for you. And don't just look at the math. Look at how the math works for you. I've been using a 4% rate of return on the lump sum. Maybe you think that that's too low. I would caution you about using something much higher in today's world. Or maybe you think that's just way too high because you're super conservative. And we have run into people like this, that if it's not in an FDIC insured account or some kind of guaranteed account, they're not going to do it. Well, you're not going to earn 4% then either. So you have to revise the math. And you have to be able to look at it based on the individual that needs the income.
Yeah, now not knowing how long you're going to live is part of the problem here, too.
True.
Because you really don't know. Does this lump sum payment have to last 4 years or 40 years?
We do have to look at ourselves, and we have to look at, if we're married, the life expectancy of the spouse to see what makes sense. You know, and we don't know when we're going to pass, so we have to make best guess assumptions. Now, most 65-year-olds, unless they have something currently wrong, that they've been diagnosed with, probably will make it more than 5 or 10 years. And so they have a normal life expectancy, unless you look at your family and say, my family doesn't live that long.
Well, you got to plan for it. You got to plan for it. If you don't last that long, then
make adjustments accordingly.
Right. Now, here's the thing, too. Okay, let's say you decide to take this monthly option from your pension. Well, what form should that take? Do you have a spouse? Is it going to be between both of yours? Is it life only? How much? We'll tell you more about that. 877-PLAN or anything that's on your mind, call now. We're coming right back.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggested she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off on regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through May 9th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply. See coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Talking to you about your money, could be pensions, could be lump sums, annuities, anything along those lines, or whatever else happens to be on your mind. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, Bucket Strategy Investing, answering your money questions in the form of the Brain Trust, here to talk to you. We're going to talk you just a little bit. We got some calls we're going to take first, but we will talk about the different options that are available to you if you decide, if you have a pension, and you decide, well, I don't like the lump sum, I'd like to take the annuity. In fact, that's probably the first question you should ask is, what form should that annuity take? And there are different forms that are available to you, and that's another whole decision. So we'll get into that in just a little bit, but I do want to take a couple of calls. Still two lines open right now, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's move along to Mary in Mountain View, California. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. My question is, if I have a rental income, do I still need to consider annuity?
Well, it depends on how much rental income and how stable it is. If it's from one rental property with one tenant, I may look to buy have something else. If I've got multiple rentals and I've got a very stable income, I've got it all, you know, mostly under control, I've got apartment complexes or multi-unit complexes, no, that isn't a form of an annuity. So you would look at your Social Security, pensions if you have them, the stability of the rental income. And as long as those sources cover enough of your needs where you can wake up in the morning and have everything covered without having to get too carried away with any investments, no, you don't have to buy another annuity to do that. But if I've got one rental, and you know, usually if I have one rental with one tenant, if I lose a tenant, I lose, not only do I lose the income from it, but I got to come up with other money to fix it. I would be more inclined to have more annuity income in that space than I would if I had, you know, an eight unit multi complex thing, you know, where I've got lots of tenants, and I'm always going to probably have one vacancy. So it depends on how you're running your life.
What's your situation, Mary?
Oh, I basically have two houses, renting out, and then. The sum of my Social Security and rental income is about like $3,000 a month, and I was considering, because I was also heard on the radio somewhere, you know, people saying that they have offered this annuity recently, especially have one annuity, they give you 20% bonus up front, and it says you wait 10 years, and then each year, you know, the the payment will increase.
Right. So, and it's a joke.
Oh.
Don't do it. Now, I'm just going to give you a real quick question. Do insurance companies give away free money?
Well, the answer, of course, is no.
They don't. So if they're giving you a 20% bonus up front, they're taking it away from you some other source. It's most likely going to be taken away in the earnings that you earn over the time. And the reality is, they're going to make it look like you should wait till you're 95 years old to turn the income on. Why? Because it protects them from ever having to actually make a payment out of their pocket. Any annuity that offers a huge bonus is doing it to entice you into buying. Now, most likely, it has a very long surrender charge. It most likely has a very high commission. And if it has a high commission and a long surrender charge and the insurance company's making money, guess who's not making money? You. And so what you could do, and this is going to involve math, we take a look at it and say you put in X amount of dollars, and then 10 years from now, you start taking your income from it, and you live to a normal life expectancy. What's your rate of return on that income? My guess that if you look at it that way, it's probably going to be in the 4, 4.5% rate of return if it's a 30-year payout. It's not a good rate of return. It's a sales gimmick. It's a technique to get you to move. It's by itself, nobody would buy this. And so they figured out a way to make it look like they're giving you something, but they're not really giving you anything. So I think I know which product you're talking about, because there's not that many out there that have 20% bonuses. And it's nothing. I mean, there's nothing about it that makes any sense. So whether you should need some more annuity income. Now, you said that between your Social Security and the rental properties, you create an income of $3,000 a month. How much money do you need coming in each month to live?
I'm thinking about I need I was thinking about maybe between $50,000 to $70,000 a year. And also, in addition to this rental income right now, I have cash on hand that I was thinking the cash on hand may itself, it may give me some income.
Well, cash doesn't earn very much, so the only way cash is going to give you income is by withdrawing the principal of the cash, which isn't necessarily bad as long as you have enough of it. So the question becomes, how much income do you need from a guaranteed direct source like a Social Security or an annuity? And then how much money do you need over and above that from the rest of your portfolio? If you add it up, ignore the rentals, if you added up all the cash accounts, 401ks, IRAs, brokerage, all your investment portfolio, what does it all total up to?
Just roughly.
What do you mean? You mean rest of my cash?
How much is all your cash and investments worth, not including the real estate? You have $100,000, you got $1 million.
Have $1 million.
So you have $1 million. So that $1 million should be able to be invested to create enough money that on top of the $3,000 a month, you can survive, you can live, and take that $70,000 a year for, you know, forever plus some inflation. Now you just have to sit down and maybe, if you want to have rock solid $4,000 a month, maybe buy an annuity that gives you another $1,000. Now you've got that $48,000 a year guaranteed forever. And then if you want that $70,000 a year, you invest the rest of the portfolio to give you $20,000 to $30,000 a year so that you can have maybe have a little more one year, maybe a little less year, but have some flexibility with that to meet your lifestyle needs. So now it's all about how to go about creating the appropriate use. Just putting it in cash is probably not the best thing in the world for you to do. Just putting it in cash will give you that $40,000 a year you need for quite a while, but you're going to be watching your portfolio decline as you do it because it's not going to earn that much. You have to then, I would suggest creating a bucket strategy and put in maybe buying a little bit more of a guaranteed income, not the one you were talking about. How old are you, Mary?
63.
Okay, you're right in the sweet spot for looking at these types of issues. You need to put a plan together so that you can retire and you can have the income either guaranteed or variable as you need it, and make sure right. that you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, hey, listen, Mary, I tell you what, hold on a second, and I can have Ara go over this with you in a little bit more detail.
Put a plan together for her.
Yeah, and the important thing to understand, I mean, you get a little hot under the collar when we talk about some of these.
20% bonuses do not come out of thin air, and they sure don't come out of the insurance company's profit. So where is it coming from? You think that the agent is not getting a commission, and even if he didn't, you think there's enough there for 20% bonus? No, it's coming out of your pocket. It's a marketing gimmick.
This is, let's for those that just tuned in, explain what type of annuity that Mary was being pitched or had heard
most
about,
likely,
whatever it was.
If it's the one I think it is, it's a fixed index annuity, which fixed index annuities are not the problem. But insurance companies have to find a way to get you to buy theirs. And so they put these gimmicks in them, and they put all these little bells and whistles, and they make it seem like you're getting something for nothing. You are not getting something for nothing. And a 20% bonus. So what they're saying is that if you put in $100,000, we will give you a 20% bonus. Now, if it's the one I'm thinking of, they don't actually bonus your cash. They bonus your income base. Your income base is automatically $120,000. And you have to wait 10 years to then take a distribution from the guaranteed income for life side of it. that's based on the income base. Higher income base, the better the payout is. But they also reduce the payout percentage. So you're going to get about the same as what other companies would give you anyway. And then they increase that 120% number by 5, 6, 7% a year. And over a 10-year period of time, the income base probably is $200,000 on a $100,000 deposit. Well, you can get that from other ones too, but they don't sound as sexy. It's the same thing. So it's all a matter of what is it that they're offering me? How is it going to pay me? How do I get my money out of this? And what is the cash actually going to earn? Remember that $100,000 I put into it originally? All they want you to focus on is that income base, $120,000. Look it, I've made $20,000 overnight. No, you didn't. You can't access that $120,000. It's a hypothetical accounting number. It can't be cashed in. It does lead to a specific dollar amount that can be paid out for the rest of your life. And the dollar amount that can be paid out for the rest of your life is coming out of your own cash value first, which is fine. But at some point, if the cash value goes to zero, the insurance company will stand by that number that they told you and continue paying it forever.
And of course, that number, that hypothetical or that accounting ledger number does go up the longer you wait.
And
the longer you wait, the less the payout period it is. So they've got it figured out. They know what it is. It's all about marketing. Okay, now, more to come. Got some more of your phone calls. We got some lines open now, so call 877-PLANNER. We'll talk to you about any money issue you have. 877-PLANNER. Coming right back.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me.
I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Investing. It is the program All About Your Money. We're talking to you about saving, about security, Social Security, talking to you about retirement, your annuities. We will also set you straight. That sounds bad. That's not really what I meant. Although that is what we do. On different products that are pitched to people and not entirely what they seem. How's that?
Makes sense.
I think it is. Yeah. So we'll talk to you about that. If you've got something or you're considering something, you say, well, maybe this is a little too good to be true, or maybe I'm not getting the full story, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER. We will talk to you about it. You can also email us at wealtheds.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealtheds.com, at the Find Your Answer link. We are going to talk a little bit about those annuity options if you're talking about taking a pension, lump sum versus annuity. There are a whole bunch of different ways you could go on this. And I don't quite have enough time here before the top of the hour, so we're going to move that to the top of next hour and at least get started on that. So stay tuned for that. If you don't have us on the radio or TV where you are, you can catch us at wealtheds.com. Okay, I want to get to an email or two here before the top of the hour. So let's get to Cynthia in Tempe, Arizona. Our friend recently passed away. He was 47 years old, and his wife is 43. They have a 9-year-old daughter. Please provide some guidance and speak to their daughter's survivor benefits, as we believe his wife is ineligible for benefits until age 60. Thank you for helping out.
Well, his daughter is eligible for a benefit. There is a survivor benefit. It's calculated in a similar manner as a retirement benefit would be calculated, except for they don't use 35 years' worth of earnings, because the guy was 43 years old when he passed, or 47 years old when he's passed. It would be difficult to have 35 good years. So they use fewer years, but it's similar to the retirement issue. And the daughter will receive 75% of that number. Now, the mom in this case could potentially also receive a benefit, even though she's not 60 years old. It's not a widow's benefit as such. It's what they call a child in care benefit. So the daughter is receiving a dependents survivor benefit. The mom could potentially receive a child in care benefit. She's caring for the dependent of a deceased individual from Social Security, and so she could. Now, the question of whether she may or may not be eligible for a benefit has more to do with, will the mom have a job? Will she be working? She will be subject, everybody's subject to, that's under full retirement age, to the retirement earnings test. They are calling it the same thing. It's an income test. And if mom's making more than $15,000, $16,000 a year, she'll have her benefit reduced or eliminated. But if mom's not working for whatever reason, then she would also be eligible for a benefit of 75% of the worker's retirement benefit that earned up to that point. And so there could be two benefits payable here. And so the daughter will get a benefit. until she is either 18 or graduates high school, whichever is later, but no later than 19, even if she's still in high school. So holding them back a year may help a little bit, but
You can't have a 22-year-old in high school just to get the benefits.
You can't have a 22-year-old in high school receiving the benefits.
That's what I mean.
Unless the 22-year-old is disabled.
Okay, but that's another story, and that's really not the case here. Now, the wife, I'm sorry, before
you go on. The wife is eligible for a benefit of 75% right now as a child in care, unless she's working. Now, once the child turns 16, mom will lose her benefit even if she's not working. The parent, the child in care benefit, only goes as long as there's a dependent receiving a benefit, but only until that dependent receiving a benefit, the youngest one in care, turns 16. When the child turns 16, mom loses their benefit. Now, mom would have to look towards a retirement benefit, either her own or, if she doesn't have her own, to a widow's benefit. That is the benefit that's available potentially as early as age 60. It is a reduced benefit at age 60. She will not be eligible for the full widow's benefit until age 67. So if she takes it any time before age 67, it will be reduced. How much is it going to be reduced? Depends on how many months prior to 67 she starts receiving her benefit. Why am I saying 67? Because she's 43 years old. Her full retirement age is 67.
Currently.
Unless they change it. Thank you, John.
Well, so there are, qualify it.
There are some benefits available. There's also a lump sum of $255. Don't not get that. Go ahead and get that too. But just go into Social Security and apply for it. And if mom's not working, she'll get a benefit too. Now, if mom is not working right now, but later goes back to work, then she will be subject to the earnings test. And she may have to give back, or after a couple of years, they'll look at and match it up and say, oh, send us back some money that you received because you weren't eligible for the benefit.
That's only for the benefit for the mom.
Well,
the
it
child
would be for the benefit, too, if the child has a job.
Well, no, the child is nine, so she's not going to have a job. And
but when the child's 15, 16, maybe the child has a job that's making pretty good money. I don't know. The retirement earnings test, the earnings tests on benefits, whether it's a survivor benefit, a dependent benefit, or your own benefit, retirement benefit, the disability is slightly different, so we'll ignore disability benefits right now. But every other benefit from Social Security that's being received by somebody under full retirement age has an earnings test. If the person receiving that benefit is getting an income, currently earned income of more than currently just under $16,000, they're going to have to give back some of their Social Security benefit.
My guess is even at age 15 or 16, this person 7 years from now is going to be making less than,
probably.
I don't even know what it'll be at, but yes.
Probably.
So, for all intents and purposes, it's the mom. Now, I don't know how much insurance they had, so there's a good chance that the mom may go back to work.
Yeah,
But if the mom's benefit is wiped out, assuming the child at age 9 is not making that kind of money,
and child will continue to receive that benefit
until they hit age 18 or
graduate high school.
Right, whichever is later. Now, we're almost out of time, but the wife is 43. The daughter will turn 16 in 7 years, which means at age 50, the wife will lose
even if the mom's not working.
She will
lose the benefit at 50 because she no longer is caring for a child of the deceased.
Right.
Under the age of 16.
Exactly. And so she will have to figure out at some point between age 50 and then age 60 what to do.
That's commonly referred to as a blackout period.
And that's exactly what that is. And then she can decide perhaps at age 60 if she wants to take a widow's benefit. Now, if she's remarried at that time?
If she gets remarried, she loses the benefit.
The benefit for...
if she gets remarried before the age of 60, mm-hmm. she loses the widow's benefit at age 60 or later for as long as the new marriage lasts.
If she marries after 60,
after
she
she's
would
already
need to
receiving
take the
benefit.
Start taking the widow's benefit, she can get married and still continue to get it.
She could, yes.
Yeah. Another odd quirk in the rules.
And if she's working now and she wants to retire at 58, 59, 60, she can look at which benefit is bigger, hers or the widow's benefit, take one without taking the other. This is not like the spousal benefit anymore.
Yes.
You can choose to take one or the other when you get to 60, unlike the spousal benefit that if she were remarried, she can't choose.
Nope, can't do that anymore. Okay, we're out of time for this hour. There's more to come. Another hour is just ahead. Line up your phone calls right now. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can reach the Professor Plum, any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number, 800-644-1150. 844-644-1150. I said another hour is just ahead, and it's coming up next, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.